Hello, people. Hello. I can't
Hello.
wait for you to talk to or to hear Erin Maxwell's experience and like what's transpired for her over the last like couple years, if not like hyperspeed 6 months. So, Erin, how about you start by just introducing yourself and like where you were a couple years ago to where you are August 2023?
So, my name is Erin Maxwell of Maxwellness, and I'm a soul igniting energy shifter, wellness expert. 2 years ago, I had this idea. It's been circulating for actually probably, I would say, 9 years, and then didn't really do anything about it. And then fast forward to the last 2 years, knowing that there was something about yoga, something about meditation, something about sound baths, something about, so being a massage therapist for over 20 years, I was feeling like there is definitely more out there for me. And I just didn't know how to channel it, and also didn't have the inner courage to do it. So, it just kept building and building, and I kept hearing this call to do something more. And I was just, I love massage and body work. So that is my first and foremost passion. I will never fully give it up. And there's still so much more of the message that I wanted to get out, and how to have the courage to get it out, for one, and really honing in what is the message and how, where do I go? How do I even do this kind of a thing? So I'd already started really working with a couple of other coaches here in San Francisco. So I had moved to the Bay Area, to the city, for love, for my husband. Just really, this was my chance to really start over. And I worked with them as far as we could, until I kept seeing you and watching you and knew that, okay, this is where I need to go in order to really break down and take off the mask to go where I wanted to go. And seeing where, watching you grow over the years. So I had watched you for a really long time before I even took the leap, and many levels of reasons for that. So,
and that's what's so important also, is like when people are like kind of getting into that rush mode where it's not happening fast, and it's like you have to remember that it'll happen no matter what.
Right.
It will happen no matter what. And there's like, I've heard that so many times, like, oh, I watched you for literally 10 years. And I'm like, I get that. Mm-hmm. Like, I completely understand that. I do the same thing sometimes. Sometimes you jump in immediately, and sometimes you just watch and you're like, ooh, I want to figure out how they did that. So when you were massaging for a long time, for a lot of years, what did it feel like when you said that you knew you had this like calling for something more? Like, what did you see, what it was, or did you just, what was that feeling like?
That's a really good question. I think I was just like really seeing myself in that massage room, you know, as I was massaging people. I'm very visual. I could see myself on stage in some form, capacity, and not sure exactly what it was. And was it yoga? You know, I was really getting more into yoga festivals and going to yoga concerts and doing all of those things and going, yeah, I want that. I want that. And then went through yoga teacher training, and I was like, oh, still not ready to be fully seen, you know. And it was, you know, a lot of self-doubt. Am I good enough? Again, comparing, you know, just seeing, you know, because I was up in Washington at the time, and the studios I was going to, you know, now Now that I've experienced more and different types of student, I'm like, wow, I was really at really kind of like high level competitive, beyond like now what I do for yoga, it's like, oh, it doesn't have to, because I was also in that super go power mode and was running ultra marathons at the time. So, it was part of my training. So I had to be, but then to be actually seen and what if I mess up and I forget the other side, so there was a lot of this, yeah, I want it. And it's easier just to shove my friends out front, so.
I remember you saying specifically, you're like, I cheer for everybody, and I'm kind of looking for those people that cheer for me too. Or it was like, why am I not cheering for myself? And so many women feel that same way. They see everybody else kind of rising and they're happy for them, but there's this part of them that's like, I would also like to rise too.
My dog.
Yeah,
Oh,
I knew
it's my dog. My child.
yeah, you're like, listen. And so what made you like, what was that thing inside that was like, it's my turn now? Because there had to have been that pivotal moment where you stopped wanting to just sit on the sidelines.
Because it's either I sit here and keep wishing and hoping and waiting, or I actually take the action and do something, So I know a lot of friends get on social media and they get sad from it and get a little bit of like that FOMO or whatever it is, but in a sad way. And I started using it as motivation. It was be like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it too. And what are they doing? Like, what are they actually doing? And they're doing something. And it's not the same thing because it's like, you can, whatever that old saying is, you like hit your head on the wall 1,000 times. Like, is it gonna change? No, you gotta do something else to open up that door to get to the next level. So, and then also a big part of it, I kind of laugh at myself, thinking, like I have so many thoughts, but laugh at myself, now that I'm in a really good, healthy relationship and have built this family with our dog and our home. And so it's given me more of a purpose and motivation to want to do more versus when I was by myself. I could, I'm like the sparkly butterfly girly, it's like woo here and there, and which is great and I love it and I wouldn't change anything. And that's part of been my education and moving forward and getting to the level of where I'm at. And now, I'm grounded. There's been a lot of working on my root chakra and getting grounded. And again, that's multi-leveled and how that's happened. But just being a little bit more, I would say, stable or more grounded, and more purposeful. So, and more of goals, and actually can see 5 and 10 year goals, where before it was like, I live for today, I live for tomorrow, which is great and it's awesome and I love it. And it's like, oh, well, now I'm 49, so I should really start to think,
I think you take yourself more seriously now, like, and not in a sense where you have to be serious, but you take yourself more seriously, your success more seriously. And
I
so,
mean, I'm still a joker, there's still always going to be, and yet, yes, it is that, I'm always that fearful in school to be like, where do you see yourself? I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Flying to the next place, that's where I see it.
Yeah, you're like, hey, and there's always a bit of that, because even if you do plan, things do come up and you're like, oh, I didn't see that one coming. So take me on a journey of, because I can see it visually, of where you were January 2023 to June 2023, just in terms of how you showed up And right now I'm just talking specifically about the untapped retreats.
Yes.
And like the way, like just take, yeah, just, you only know how you felt internally. And I only know what I saw externally, but tell people how you felt when you first got there.
So Jen, let me turn off this, make this, I don't know how to make it, not make it ding on my computer. January, I came in just so full of fear and doubt and what am I doing and why am I here? And I don't want to be here, but I want to be here. Just so many mixed emotions. And did I do the right thing? You know, am I, is it working kind of a thing. And that was almost, well, it wasn't, it was, and it was funny, haha, in the sense of 6 months later, I had completely forgotten in January, the call it what it was, a full exorcism. Mm-hmm. And full body release kind of tears me up a little bit and thinking of it now, because I had it had just completely, like, it was like boop, gone, you know. And it was like all, not all, majority of the self-doubt and confusion, like it just cleared out, like, so, like, talk about full eye opening, just, you know. Because after that it was like that's when things really shifted. And it took a good year and a half of coaching with just you, you know, like aside from all the others, just really that was where the magic really happened. You know, it was like all the rest was kind of the bringing it together and laying the foundation and planting the seeds. And then for whatever, you know, it was like, okay, I'm here. Once we got there, we got settled. And yeah, because we had a couple new people, you know, so it was like that different shift and how, you know, just still like, what am I doing? And yeah, then that exorcism, and then just every day, just think about the things that you said and the hundreds of notebooks and the trials and errors and putting things out and some things not working, some things working, figuring out what do I really want to do? What really resonates? Because there's so many things, so many gifts, and how to almost like filter them in and yet still be able to use all the gifts and not be so scattered, you know? So mm-hmm. I think, and then the second one, I just every day, I just think of things that you've said. And what I really appreciate about working with you is that you really met me where I was, where I am. There's no BS. There's full filters mm-hmm. off. The different modalities that are brought in to really full body embodiment, you know, like on a cellular level, like deep knowing and, you know, just showing up, being like, okay, this is it. You know, this is what we came for. This is literally what we came for.
I love how you're sharing the internal dialogue, because what I saw in January was like, your full energy, which you're such a spunky, like glowing glitter around you everywhere. But I saw something on your face that looked different. And I was like, it was what you were describing. Like it was a little bit of doubt, a little bit of like, what am I like it was just kind of restlessness spiritually. And then once we did that exorcism, you looked 10 years younger, lighter. It was so beautiful to see. And then to see you 6 months later and showing up in your gorgeous outfits, your confidence, the way that you intentionally created and purposefully an entire sound healing experience with every element of your personality, your hilarity, your sincerity, and your talent with the sound healing. It was really beautiful to see you put that together so quickly. And I could tell, I was like, not only is she more abundant in the bank account, because that was something that we really intentionally worked on. But it was like, you became like a very confident powerhouse woman who was like, let's go, let's move, let's take action. We're not waiting on anything. And that was something that I saw and I was like, oh, she's risen.
Yeah.
You know, it was really cool to see, like, yeah.
Untapped.
And like nothing mattered externally, because internally didn't right. matter. It was nice to hear things, you know, how people saw you, but I love it when it doesn't matter because you know right. who you are.
Right. Yeah.
So now that we're about a month or two out, tell us what's going on for you now and like what has, where life is leading you.
Oh yeah, so much. So I completed a amazing sound bath course. I'm sending in my final to this afternoon to get my certificate. It was really an amazing, beautiful course. So anyone who's interested in sound bath healing, my girl Danielle Klein, she is one of the absolute best. Like, you know, wow. I only learn and train from the best, and she really just brought the magic together. So it just, again, bringing up so much confidence, you know, she actually gave me a little bit of a this morning, you know, to help me snap out of it. And it was exactly what I needed, you know,
right.
I needed that, you know, I started to hide behind the fear, and she just, you know, she was like, no. And I need the straight full on to be
yeah.
like, I got you, girl. You're right. So finished that. And just because of that, I just did was at an art show down in Oceanside in San Diego. I've been invited to do another art show in September in San Diego.
Okay, so tell people who don't know what that means, like invited to do an art show. What does that mean?
So it means at the art show so this second one that I'll be at, it's the artist herself. So it's all of her own art that she's doing. And so while you are out looking at art, then I will be playing my sound bowl. So if you don't know what a sound bath is, I personally have crystal healing bowls. And it's just frequency and sound. And literally when I have crystals and chimes and oh my, so many different things, but you know, it really taps into the theta waves, bringing you down, your anxiety and stress levels down, healing a lot of blockages. I've been incorporating it in with my massages, and literally, I mean, my massage client yesterday, she just was like, it was an emotional and a physical release. She said that was the best. She was like, you just, that was the best of all of her, you know, really bringing in the sound has really taken everything to another level. So, you know, I go to for special occasions. I do individual private parties for your own private parties. I'm at in the city in San Francisco here. So I have a place, it's called the Seed Center, and we're getting our fall schedule together for monthly sound baths. And then also up in Corte Madera, up in the north, mm-hmm. on the other side of the bridge at Now Power Yoga. So we'll be getting that on the schedule as well. So what else? Just private.
Aren't you putting together something where you're going to potentially be on a giant stage?
Oh, yes. Oh. Minor details. Yes. So because of our Untapped in when was that? June? Was that just June?
Yes.
Holy cats. So in the beginning, we talked about how I was on the sidelines and always cheerleading everybody else and pushing them in the spotlight, and I've always wanted to be in the spotlight. And because now I'm fully untapped, I reached out and will be starting with a coach at the end of August to help me get on to TEDx, TED Talks. Yes, get on stage. So it'll be the energy shifting. I'm still going to use my song. I'm going to, you know, tighten up my lyrics a little bit and
Yes.
get my dance moves. But yeah, I'm really excited. By the new year is my goal, is by the new year to get everything together and get it out there, get it launched. And, you know, we'll see what we'll see. You know, that's my goal is by January, at least have it tightened up and out there and ready to go. So
that's like even happening.
I know. I'm so excited. Like I dream about it. I literally wake up and go, oh, okay. That was a dream. Okay. So we're getting closer. I'm not there.
I'm speechless because it's so exciting because I can see you. I can see watching you on a YouTube video of like you giving a TEDx and it's like Erin Maxwell and whatever you end up doing with it, then it leading into potentially like a YouTube channel or like where you're getting booked on. I mean, you could be booked. You already are booked on so many things. Like you've done so many retreats, wellness conferences, like you have already gotten your name out so much that, you know, it's like that law of attraction thing where you put yourself in a place, more right. people find out about you. They want you, like, who knew you were going to be doing an art gallery show? Like, didn't see that one coming.
Right, right.
And right. now the fact that like, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger because you keep putting yourself, this isn't because happenstance, like you keep putting yourself in situations where you can be seen.
Right.
So you grow.
Right. Be seen and be patient.
Yeah.
You know, then hold, like I always preach to everyone to hold their jello.
Yeah.
I'm Ooh. Holding my own jello.
You are holding your jello. And yeah. So say that someone lives, they're not in California, but they live somewhere else and they want to know, like, do you have any retreats or workshops or anything coming up they can attend live or?
Okay. Yes. So I actually wrote a few things down because there are a few things. So we'll start in August, the end of August, I'll be in Washington up in like Seattle-ish area, East Side. I'm an East Side girl. So if you know Washington, I'm an East Side. I'll be over like Kirkland, Duval area-ish. So anywhere in that area for massage and sound bath. Let's see. In September, I'll be back in Bellevue, Washington with Amy, the pleasure priestess, for September 17th. For the
feminine reclamation.
Thank you. I know. Yes. Tongue twister there. I need to get some more water. I did hot yoga this morning and whoo.
So dehydrated.
Yeah, I'm still, I mean, I've already drank half a gallon and I'm still, you probably hear my voice. So that is a 4-hour beautiful, it's going to be so amazing outside. We have different stations and areas and yummy foods. Kundalini coming back into our feminine and divine with a feminine flow, yoga flow, sound bath.
Oh, how can they sign up for that?
That we have not launched it yet. Okay. It will be here. So it will be on my website and her website. I'll talk with her.
Yeah, in the next like couple days or something.
In the next couple of days. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And then same thing. So everything is like literally happening in this week as our interview. I was like, oh, we're not on the it's not on the thing yet. It's not on the website. Just hold on, everybody.
Oh, and what's your website?
Erin Max Wellness. So Erin like a boy, A-A-R-O-N or A-A-Ron from Key and Peele. Maxwell like the coffee, M-A-X. So it's A-A-R-O-N Max Wellness, M-A-X-W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S.
.com.
ErinMaxWellness.com. Or you can find me at Instagram at Erin Max Wellness.
Beautiful.
Or you can email me at erinmaxwellness gmail.com.
That'll all be in the show notes too, because we'll upload this to our podcast.
Okay, yeah.
And okay, so you have a couple, you have the September 17th, that'll be on the website in a little bit. So probably when this, we'll just put the website on it.
Yeah.
And then it'll be up there by then. And then is there any retreats you have coming up?
Yeah. And then another mini one in Escondido in San Diego is October. It's Balls and Bowls. That will be on the website too. So we'll be using the softballs and, you know, cleaning up things, and then the bowls. The big retreat that I just am announcing literally right now, live, here it is, March Bali.
I knew it.
Been decided. Yes.
Yes. Going to Bali, sound bowls, healing, ancient traditions.
Yeah. And we'll be outside of Ubud. So we won't actually be in it. Well, we're going to Old Bali, in Cinnamon, or out, you know, a little bit farther out there. I have some things planned. I'm so excited. Yeah. And we'll have beach time, of course, because you can't go to Bali without going to, I can't no. go to Bali without
no, going. No, no, no. You got to go to the beach, the healing waters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we have a couple events coming up this fall. We have a retreat next year. Okay. That is very, and then a TED talk.
And the TED, yeah, minor. Keep missing that minor TED talk with the spotlight. I literally see the spotlight.
Oh yeah,
music. Yeah. It's happening.
Can see it. I can see all of it as well. Is yeah. Is there anything that you would say to someone who really wants to experience what Untapped feels like, but also feels that same feeling you were having, where it was like, "What am I doing? What I'm doing worth it?" I'm like having that belief in yourself, but also feeling the doubt at the same time. Is there any, what would you say to them?
Just do it. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can figure out a way to do it, you can do it. Like, I've even taken the sell something, you know, like, and offer something for $5, $10, you know, do a lower price, get more people, you know, just whatever the doubt is, that you're going to stay in the same place if you don't do it. Like, you got to move. You got to move. And it has, working with you and being in, I literally finally understand, you know, like, even this whole year of going through it or whatever it was, I still was like, still don't really know what that means. Still don't know. And then I woke up and I was like, I'm like, holy, this is it. Like, it was like full body because of the hypnotherapy, because of talking to little Aaron, because of the little nuggets and seeds, because of the listening and reading the books and listening to, like, doing the work, like doing it. And sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to do it. So it's like, do it that day, you know, like, give yourself a break.
Yeah.
And the grace that it's okay if you just feel like, I just need today, and then get back. And honestly, every day you're doing something and don't even realize it, because you have planted those seeds so well that I find myself walking around or even at bed at night, like, I love money. Money loves me. It's always finding a way. I deserve money. And and it's not really about the money. It's because if I make more money, it's because I'm touching more people. And the more people that I get to touch, then it's that ripple effect. I mean, like, that's what goes on in my, and then it's like,
I'm so glad. And that's the whole point, is like, so healers like you get to shine.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, I always say, it's like, you, the, it is worth whatever the price tag is nothing compared to what you're gonna gain out of it. I mean, I could say, you're 100,000 times more valuable than whatever the price tag is. Like it's scary, is when you're pushing yourself out of that boundaries and it's like, that's, do I even make that much a year?
Yeah.
I mean, there's
I
that.
do. I do.
And then it's like, when you really start to play with the numbers and you're like, oh shit. That's like three times, that's three times more than when I started with her. And keeps going and going. And it's because it's the confidence, it's the touching more people. The more you get out there, the more you're seen, the more you say it, the more
You're
you get
giving me full body goosebumps like six times.
the help.
You got it. You are untapped. You fully understood.
Yeah, I think I finally understood the assignment, and it took a while, and it's there's a lot of ego that comes along with it, and a lot of breaking it down, and then also understanding what that word means, and being okay with it.
Yeah, because it is scary. It's like a giant word. It's
Yeah.
like, what if I don't want to be untapped? Or like, I'm untapping too fast, or
Right.
this is too much for me. Like, I can't. And then you kind of like, I see it like you sucking down into a thing. And then by the end, it's like the whole thing is open and like water. You're like lifting up on the water and your chest is open. And it's like, you like stand up and you're like, I get it.
It is. And it is. I like that's a good because and actually it goes more like this. For
Yeah,
me, it went more like this,
yeah,
and sometimes and then it'd be like,
yes.
oh, and then that self-doubt creep in, and it's like that saying, and then just one day it happens.
She's so untapped that she's dehydrated. Like, I'm so thirsty. Okay, well, now you know where to find this Erin Maxwell at all the places, and we'll have different words that if you forget will remind you. But she has a lot coming up. Be sure to watch the TEDx stage because she will be gracing the platform, and you're just watch her journey because it's getting bigger and bigger and more expansive. And go and follow her on Insta because she does these beautiful sound healing just for fun. And if you're in Washington, California, she travels internationally for massage and for sound healing. And if you,
For family, I mean, I've gone on family vacations,
yes, I remember.
been there, sound or yeah, sound body work, whatever,
Yes.
sound board,
Oh, cool. You know where to find this beauty. So follow her on Insta, Erin Max Wellness, and you just watch her rise because that's all that's coming.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Erin. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Love to you all.
Bye.
Woo!